Good morning. It's Thursday, June 11th, 2020, 7:40 a.m. It's official temperature is 57. Actual ambient around my house is around 60. The sun is already uncomfortably warm, but there's still a lot of shade here this morning. I don't know what happened yesterday. I'm not sure if it will happen again today. I got the notice that it is using the external microphone to record with, so I'm seeing the level meter bounce when I speak, so I will take that as kind of a first level proof that the recording is actually working today. I'm not sure exactly what the heck the problem was yesterday. However, that was yesterday, today's today. I'll try to recap some of the stuff I talked about yesterday. The first thing, of course, is that I'm trying to rebuild my daily structure. Kind of looking at, okay, what's the minimum that I haven't been doing? My life has sort of devolved to the point where I don't quite get enough sleep. In fact, I don't get anywhere near enough sleep. I tend to eat on a rather boring routine because it's what I have in the house and it's easy to fix, and nobody else in the house complains about what I fix. So. And I think I'm still burnt out. I think I'm still trying to cope with the burnout of 180 days of 2K a day, the relentless push to get 2,000 new words every day, which resulted in, I can't argue with the results, it resulted in 500,000 words from last October through, I don't know, March, April. And then, you know, crashed and burned because I really don't have any good ideas. I got a lot of people who are suggesting ideas on that are either ideas I've already had and can't find a handle on, or aren't ideas that are going to drive character development. So I'm still struggling with what the next book is going to be. Peter Gold and the Golden Age Facebook group suggested that I look at the Center for International Marine Safety, or whatever it is, and the Navy has got a short story contest for the future of maritime security. Which is an interesting idea, but 5,000 words, any story in 5,000 words, I'm trying to kind of let that percolate. This is one of the realities of the wet water Navy is it's huge. The ocean is huge compared to land, it's much larger. And the surface vessels have only a limited capacity for transiting those large areas. Some of them go very, very fast. Fast enough that the actual speed is classified. But slow enough still that, for the most part, crossing an ocean is measured in days, as opposed to weeks, what it used to be. Where you can put an aircraft in the air and fly across the ocean in considerably less time. And now with satellites, we can actually see the ocean and the degree of detail which we can see the ocean has steadily increased. Now, does that make us more secure? I don't know. Piracy is still a problem. piracy on the high seas is less of a problem as it used to, than it used to be, but there are still hot spots in the world where a large amount of traffic is being forced through narrow regions like the Straits of Hormuz, the South China Sea, which makes it easy for pirates to pick them off. It's one of the things, it's one of the reasons we don't have a lot of piracy in the Golden Age of Solar Clipper. It's really hard to intercept a ship if you don't know where it is within a certain range. I mean, you can see a ship jump in, but if it's going to take you longer to get to where the ship is, then it's going to take the ship to leave. Doesn't really help you much. So as vast and large as the ocean here is, the deep dark is vaster. Not just a little bigger, but orders and orders and orders of magnitude bigger. Just within the solar system, it's orders of magnitude bigger. How do we deal with maritime, or in this case, mercantile security? It's actually one of the things that I was thinking about when I put together the Golden Age. It's like, okay, how do we make sure that people don't jump out and just poof? The answer is we don't. We do the best we can and hope for the best. Anyway, so thinking about the minimum and starting with reestablishing some norms in terms of what's the minimum I can do in the day. And the first minimum is the walk. First minimum is get my butt out of the chair early enough in the morning this time of year to get out before the sun becomes oppressive. To get out and do the walk, to get the blood moving, to get the legs stretched, to get some level of exercise. Sleep is probably the fundamental one, but I've had very little luck getting even 7 hours of sleep a night. 8 hours of sleep seems beyond reach at this point. I'm not sure what I've got to do in order to get 8 hours of sleep. So we'll walk, and we'll talk, and we'll try to rebuild from here. Yesterday, Wizards Butler was featured. I was the featured author on For the Words. I wrote a little blog post for them about how everything changed last October, how I didn't publish in 2019. But I'm off to a good 2020. I have to check. I think I still have 2K a day average for the year. Or for the streak. And I don't know if I have it for the year still. It's probably dipping down into 22,000 words a day. I had a big backlog. I was like, 180 days, the average word count was 2,700 words a day. So that's a lot of, that's a good, healthy cushion against weeks of not writing new words. Today's the 11th. I gotta pay I want to pay my estimated taxes today. I got to do some CIFO business today. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna put in my newsletter. The monthly update was for the blog was relatively sparse because there's relatively little to say. I haven't done anything that's worth blogging about, that's worth talking about, and still hadn't done anything and still haven't. I do have Troy Harbor loaded up into Scrivener. I do have at least some of the chapters integrated where they gotta go. I have a rough baseline in terms of time frame. I have to make sure that that time frame is established in the document. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. That it's established in the manuscript. There's nice cool shade here. It's still early enough that the eastern trip here, I'm walking on the north side of the sidewalk, so there's plenty of trees around, giving me a little bit of shade. The trip west along West 20th was really quite warm. The sun was beating right down on my back. So, let's see, a couple days ago I had to go, had my eyes checked. It's an annual thing, And I'm going to get some computer glasses. The bifocals aren't cutting it, because I have a large monitor, and in order to see it in the bifocals, I have to sit with my head tilted back. And as a result, for the last 2 or 3 months, I've just not worn my glasses. I just haven't bothered with them. And have dealt with slightly degraded vision. It's not really noticeable. When I'm on a belt like this, it's like, it's not noticeable at all. I can still read license plates farther away than generally anybody else in my house. I can read street signs pretty easily. Take this vehicle here. It doesn't have a front license plate. That's interesting. Back license plate is bolted to the tailgate. So, and just, you know, general walking around, I really don't need the glasses. When I was getting ready to go to the eye doctors, I put the glasses. I cleaned them the best I could and then put them on and started wearing them around again. And people looked at me, the fam, looked at me like, what the hell? Oh yeah, you used to wear glasses. It's been so long that I've been without them that they'd forgotten that I used to wear them. That was the lady with the little Scotty dog. Across the street on her first perambulation of the day of what will undoubtedly be several. Oh, and is this? I see a guy walking toward me, and it's funny. I've played enough Fallout 4. If you've ever played Fallout 4, you know they have things called feral ghouls, and they walk with kind of a loose-limbed shamble that can sometimes be rather rapid. And in profile, that's what this guy looks like. It's like, where's my 10 mil? Because I've got a feral ghoul coming in my direction. And that's what it is, the guy with the basketball t-shirt. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Today it's Greeley West baseball. But he has that same sort of This is the same sort of shamble. I saw him from quite a distance away, so all I had was the outline. It reminded me of nothing better than one of those feral ghouls with a Fallout 4. Which probably says I'm playing too much Fallout 4. My weekly average is down. It's still too much, but I'm spending less time in the game now. Which is good, because less time in the game means the potential for more time actually writing something and doing something useful. I need to reframe that. Because of the negative connotations of doing something useful, it's like, okay, that has a little bit more bite to it than I really want to take on. I had a therapy appointment this week, Tala therapy, and it's going to be that way for at least another month, maybe longer, I don't know. Part of me wants to call my therapist an enabler, but she steered me right. She's done right by me for years now. Eight? I think it's gonna be nine, maybe ten in October, November, this fall. This guy deal with the stop sign. And she's done right by me all this time, so I can't really say she's enabling me as much as she's helping me reframe and reorient. It's an interesting challenge for me. I've talked about family of origin stuff before, and family of origin is certainly an issue. It has wide, long-term effects on values and beliefs. Okay, this guy is on the sidewalk or off the street. And none of the family or family of origin values involve being an artist. In fact, being an artist is sort of antithetical to a lot of them. Good morning. Because being an artist is something other people do. Being an artist is something the people who are generally unsuccessful, the starving artist, don't quit your day job, all of that. The socialization that says, okay, you're the eldest son, the elder son, the eldest child of an old New England family. You're going to grow up, get a job, hopefully one that pays well enough so that you can not starve and can keep a roof over your head and your family's head. And after a long career of being involved in a job that probably doesn't pay enough, you're going to retire and probably die within 5 or 10 years. So the prognosis for my family of origin values, for me in particular, for all of us, was pretty grim. And over the years, I've gone through three changes, four changes: military, retail, white collar, education, and now artist. Sprinklers just came on, and this one is still blowing water. Oh well. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck, this is recorded. And tomorrow, being another day, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.